I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
He is here, live in the flesh. Bob Pompiani sitting across from me. The cardboard cutout is taking a seat on the bench. It's the real article limits, Mr. Pompiani.
The real man is here in the flesh, Joe. Hi, Bob.
How are you, Bob?
Gentlemen.
Hi, Ron.
Gentlemen, how are you? Right off the bat, I forget to turn the mic on.
I've never been better,
it's
Bob.
Early. I know you. I saw you walk in, actually. I was trying to get your attention. You were focused. You were on a straight line, really high-paced walk. I saw it.
Yeah. With my Washington Wizards warm-up jacket. You like this, Bob?
Whatever happened to the Washington Wizards?
This is gigantic.
There are some teams that will never, ever do anything.
No. They're a forlorn franchise. Bob, I saw you for the first time today about 3 minutes ago, and yet you've already rejected one of my invitations. I wanted to go hit golf balls at the RMU Dome after the show today, maybe just for a half hour, and you turned it down pretty quickly, I might add.
I have things to do.
You can do that for sure. You even live near there.
I do.
We could hit it on the way home.
You're tempting me.
Why not?
If we leave right from here?
Yes. Small bucket each.
Okay.
How about that, limits, huh?
This is just the power of Joe's rhetoric again, Bob. We just keep coming back to it.
Persuasive powers. Bob, we have a special show planned today.
We do.
Chris Hoke and Mark Cabali. Not together, although what a roundtable that would be. We're going to have both those guys for an hour. And also, we're going to play our time capsule. And I just got a preview of it, predictions from before the season.
No.
You will not believe who I said the Steelers' next franchise quarterback would be. That's going to bring the house down. Sold a lot
Those
of other
things.
Those are
always funny to do.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to listen to it. I have a feeling I'm going to have some bad, bad takes in there.
Not worse than mine. And I think that limits. And even Donnie Football weighs in with a frozen take or two, doesn't he?
There's a couple, yes.
But we don't start there today, Bob. We start with the news that rocked the NFL world, even if it wasn't entirely unexpected. It's the Ravens firing John Harbaugh after 18 seasons. And I wrote about this morning, have been meditating on this for a bit, is if we agree that that was the right move, then what should happen with Mike Tomlin if he doesn't win this playoff game? And I know that seems crazy because we're all still swirling in the euphoria of the game the other night where he beat Harbaugh. But to me, the fact of the matter is that Harbaugh has been more successful than Tomlin lately. He just has. Head to head, Tomlin beats Harbaugh regularly. But who's having the better seasons? Harbaugh has won playoff games in each of the last 2 years and three of the past four. He's won two of the past three division titles. He went to the AFC title game 2 years ago. He's been having more success. Three playoff wins in the past 4 or 5 years. Tomlin has not come close to a playoff win since the season of 2016. So if we agree that the Ravens did the right thing, does that not put us in a little bit of, an intellectual bind for Tuesday if the Steelers lose, and that would drop Mike Tomlin to 8-12 in the playoffs in his career. It would be his ninth straight season without a playoff win and his seventh straight playoff loss. The other guy has been winning at least a few playoff games. If we get to Tuesday and the Steelers lose, we can accurately say Tomlin never wins a playoff game anymore. So, Bob, let's start with this question. Did the Ravens do the right thing?
I think they were forced to do it just because there was a disconnect between Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. Just reading some of the stuff in advance of that, and I wondered if they won that game, it would have delayed it. It may not have changed it. It may have delayed it. But I think that, more than anything, is the thing that came out of Baltimore, that there was a disconnect not only with him but maybe some of the players in him. I don't see that in Pittsburgh. If anything, I see players who are willing to go out and back Mike Tomlin regardless. And I think just because of that and because of their want to be stable all these years, they're not going to make a move. I've said before, Joe, and I'll say it again, I think it's going to take Mike Tomlin to make any. If he wants to make a change in his life, then he will. But I don't think it's going to, especially since they won the division now. I do not see that happening.
Me neither, but that's not the question. The first question is, did the Ravens make the right move?
Again, in my view, no.
No.
No, I like what he's done down there. And I know that they've had fourth quarter meltdowns, and I know they've, but I think that's a franchise that has achieved its status because of John Harbaugh and their consistency. Now, they're not going to win, people over by losing the way they've lost in the playoffs, especially when you have a two-time MVP as your quarterback. That's probably the biggest indictment that you've had this guy. But you can say the same thing about Tomlin later in the years with Ben Roethlisberger there. I just think I would have kept going with him. And you'll see that there are going to be teams lining up. In fact, I would not be surprised if there's a team that still has a current coach hired who decides, I'm going to make a move just because he's out there. I'm going to try to bring him in.
Yeah, I think...
And your Buffalo Bills may be one of those teams.
Wow, that would be interesting. I hadn't even thought of that, but you might be right about that, actually. Seven teams, according to Harbaugh's agent, have called. There's only six openings, or is there seven?
I don't know. He's one of them, though.
He's one of them, right. So there's six other... There's somebody who has a coach who called, which is very interesting. The headline on the back page of the New York Post today said, in Giants lettering, "Here's Johnny." That was the headline today, which is great. Limits, did they make
Would you want him to be Jackson Dart's next coach? I think that would be a great thing.
Not really.
No?
No. I'm a Harbaugh fan as a guy, and I think he did some very good things there. But I actually admire the Ravens for saying, you know, that's it. It's just run its course. You know, 18 years is a long time. And I heard Kyle Brandt on NFL Network. I thought he characterized it very keenly when he said, this may be it's like a divorce. This may be a wonderful person and they'll be a wonderful person for somebody else, mm-hmm. but they're not right for you anymore. And I think that the Ravens and Steve Bisciotti over there have decided they want something better for themselves, something more than just the ability to say we're a quote stable franchise that values quote stability. We're not doing enough. That's what he's saying. I want something better for myself. We're good. I want to be great. And we've plateaued here. We've plateaued with this guy, and it's okay. Harbaugh put out a nice statement. The Ravens put out a nice statement. It's an amicable divorce. Philadelphia moved on from Andy Reid after 14 years. New England moved on from Bill Belichick after 24. Seattle, Pete Carroll after 14. Green Bay, Mike McCarthy after 13 plus. It's all good, but sometimes the time has come. Now, maybe the Steelers look like the smart ones here. Maybe they do. They seem to have captured some magic. Maybe Tomlin has recaptured some mojo. And maybe they go on a run here. And then this conversation is moot. It is anyway because of what you said. He's going nowhere. But the question is, should he? If they don't win this game Monday night.
I would think if they really feel the same way, then they would do that. But I just don't think they feel the same way.
I don't either. So, I don't either think they feel that.
Because I think there's a perfect argument to be made about wearing out a welcome. I think it happens in all sports. It doesn't matter who you're talking about.
Yes.
Chuck Knoll got to that point here. And finally they had to make a – and it was an amicable thing as well. So it was Bill Cowher. They all – if you're there long enough.
Do you think Cowher's was amicable?
I do. I still – you don't?
Not really. No, I think he wanted to stay and wanted an extension.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm talking to him subsequently. To me, it came down to where, you know, his wife had been going through all the stuff she was going through before she died. And I just think he wanted time away. And I also didn't think when he first got into television, it would last this long.
Yeah.
I don't think he thought that either. I think he knew he would get offers and eventually he would take one, but he loves what he's doing. And all of a sudden things changed.
Yeah. I think he discovered you can make a lot of money for a lot less work.
And
right?
You would never lose another game.
And you would never be criticized again.
That's right.
Right. So here we are, Limits. John Harbaugh, question A, did the Ravens make the right move here?
Yeah, this was fun that broke 20 minutes before I was on the air last night. That was a fun show to be able to break down. I think that they did make the right move, Joe.
Yeah.
I think they did, where it's something that I wish the Steelers would be as aggressive as the Ravens had, because it was Steve Bisciotti, the owner, taking accountability. I made the decision. And the reports that came out from various insiders was that he was very frustrated with John Harbaugh's lack of playoff success, which I think is funny because the Ravens have won more AFC championships than the Steelers have in the last 5 years. They've won more playoff games.
They haven't won any AFC championships. They haven't won any AFC championships.
North.
Yeah.
AFC North.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been to an AFC championship game is what I meant.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's won a playoff game in 9 of his 18 seasons, and if Mike Tomlin does not this year, he will only have won a playoff game in 4 of 19. So I credit the Ravens for that. And yeah, the other point to this is that there's a rift with Lamar. And
that we know of, that we think is happening.
Ownership but doesn't and that management speak to chose Bob's Lamar side? Over John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I would do that,
which
too.
I would do the same thing.
I would do the same thing. And that kind of rift is not happening here.
No.
I get it. But if the rift was happening and the Ravens went on to win a couple playoff games, I think that they find a way to fix it.
If Tyler Loop makes that kick, we're not talking about this yet.
Yet. I think if the Ravens went out early, we still would have been.
Because you think if they won that game and then they win another game,
then it's tough to get rid of him.
Right.
If he's winning basically a de facto playoff game and the division and a playoff game, I think that they mend fences there, whatever's going on with him and Lamar. But man, like I said, to everybody out there, this goes at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Two very similar resumes between Tomlin and Harbaugh. I heard the PM guys yesterday saying Tomlin's owned him lately. Again, that's true in head-to-head, but if you ask me before a season, would I rather beat this coach when I face him or have a better year than him? I'd say I'd rather have a better year, and excluding this year, obviously, the Ravens have had all the better seasons lately. They've won playoff games. Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game or come close since 2016, that season. So, again, if you agree with this, that the Ravens have done the right thing, and if the Steelers lose Monday night, I think you're in a bit of an intellectual bind to find the rationale to say, yeah, I think the Ravens did the right thing, but the Steelers should keep Tomlin. I think that's a tough one to rationalize myself.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I didn't think they would fire Harbaugh. I didn't. I thought they were, you know, they're still a team that's a factor every single year. Yes, the playoff success has been small in terms of wins for both sides. But I look at Mike McCarthy's resume, and you can say, okay, but he's been fired twice despite similar numbers.
Yeah.
Sean Payton.
Right.
Same thing. So there is a
Sean
case
Payton's
to be,
another one,
yeah,
right.
There is a case to be made that, you know, moving on is good for the person. It's also good for the team. But there's also the other side of that where moving on could lead you into a cycle of all these different coaches.
There's the risk.
There's the New York Giants example, how many guys they've gone through.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why they keep continuing to teeter along the way they are. So I think the Steelers just feel that they're, you know, if there was something in the locker room that made, I think, Art Rooney and the franchise owners and the people in front office unhappy with how things were going, I think that would be a different story. But I think those players, and I heard Crowley coming in, he made a good point that Pat Freiermuth, who has largely not been used the way I thought he would be used, was one of the more vocal guys in supporting Mike Tomlin. So I think internally they all want to play for him.
That's great. They need to win a playoff game.
I get it. I totally get what you're saying. And I would say the same thing. That's you know, 4 years out of 19, you got to do much better than that. Which leads to this question then. How about if they lose an overtime game? Does it change your opinion on...
Man, that's a great question. I think you got to bring home the baby this year. But I'll admit, I'd be teetering a little bit more if it's at least you can say we've come close to winning one. I would probably still say... Well, see, that's a good question. Would I still say Tuesday morning it's time to move on? I don't know that I would, because to me that's at least a difference to come out and play well as an underdog, by the way.
Right.
As an underdog, and to come close to winning one. I think I would still lean, and it's hard to know. It's one of those situations you don't know till you're in it and you watch the game. I think I would still say maybe it's run its course here, but I think there's some young talent around here. I do. The quarterback's going to be another huge question next season. But here's the real thing, Bob. I don't think they are going to lose.
Neither do I.
So I think Tuesday we're going to be talking about, wow, he really has recaptured some magic here. But I feel about 55%, maybe 60% Steelers win, 40% they don't. Would I be shocked if Houston comes in here and batters them around defensively and wins the game?
No, I wouldn't be shocked about that. But I do think that they have an offense that can, not go down the field with ease. But I do think they have Rodgers playing at a time of the year where he loves making good decisions, as we saw. And I know it's a different dynamic. They're going to come after him trying to get him out of the game. I mean, their mindset will be he doesn't move very well. Let's get after it. They have one of the top pass rushes in the game. How they adjust to that will likely be what we've seen a lot of.
Yeah.
Get the ball to Gainwell and Warren and see what they could do after the catch. But with Metcalf back, that's a different dynamic down the field. That may be able to create something, although they got great safeties there and cornerbacks. They got a really good defensive secondary. So if they win that game against a team like that, which I think is a really good team, then I think there is no discussion.
Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The other thing that's on my mind then today, in addition to all that, because for sure, however you feel about it, The Ravens firing John Harbaugh absolutely casts a bright light on the Steelers' situation with Mike Tomlin. Whatever side you fall on,
correct.
That's just the situation here. You look to the person whose resume resembles Harbaugh's the most in all of football and maybe all of football history, and it's Mike Tomlin. It's Tomlin and Harbaugh. It's Harbaugh and Tomlin. It's Mike Harbaugh and John Tomlin. I mean, they're one and the same. And I give a tip of my cap. I think, like Tomlin, Harbaugh is one of the good guys. I give a tip of my cap to him because it's been, and it was, a fabulous rivalry between these two guys. 40 games. The only people in history who had a rivalry that long were Curly Lambeau and George Halas. I think Ron covered the entirety of that rivalry, Bob, including the only one-on-one with Curly Lambeau. I think it was great for talk radio. But I remember interviewing Harbaugh his first year. I traveled to Westminster where they had training camp. And I was curious about his 1 year at Pitt. He didn't go to Pitt, but he was still a graduate assistant coach under Mike Gottfried in 1987. John Fox on that staff. Sid Gilman, Pro Football Hall of Famer on that staff. And it was Harbaugh's first year coaching, and his dad, Jack, was on that staff. What a staff that was under Gottfried. And I said, did that have any effect? He said, it changed my life because he got assigned to work under Sid Gilman, legend, as coaching the tight ends. And the other thing Harbaugh did, part of his job that Gottfried said you have to do, is deliver Pitt media guides. This was, of course, pre-internet, Bob, 1987. Deliver Pitt media guides to every high school in Western Pennsylvania. So he said, I'd be driving around in my little beat up, rusted out car. And he said, I couldn't find my way around, which we can all relate to. He said, I can see there's the school.
How'd I get there?
It's right up there on the hill, but I can't get there. So I've always had a soft spot at times I've hated him. I'll admit that during the games, but he seemed like a likable guy. Maybe saying I had a soft spot's a little too far, but I like him better than Jim. I'll tell you that much. And I think that him and Mike have had a great rivalry, a fierce rivalry, a gentlemanly rivalry. I think two of the good guys. And I give a tip of my cap to Harbaugh on the way out, Bob.
No question about it. Maybe the best of the entire 40-some games was what we saw the other night. I mean, that was just good. Given everything that was on the line, it was. I don't know of another game that had as much drama, especially in the entire fourth quarter. Not so much throughout the course of the game, but when it mattered the most, when time was clicking out, the end of the regular season, last play of the regular season, so much drama. So, yeah, I think that's been terrific. And regardless of what happens,
they could meet again.
Tomlin's future or not, here or not, it would be the same sort of acknowledgement for him if he decided to move on or if they decided to make a change, which I don't think is in the cards. But we'll see. I think they're going to win that game. I don't know why I've come to that conclusion because Houston's defense is that good. But I do think they have something going on right now, and Aaron Rodgers is the key to it.
He is the key. And the other thing that's happening is up front on both sides, which I still believe. My dad told me when I was a wee little lad, Bob.
Back in Buffalo, New York,
that football games are won up front. And for as many changes as we've seen, you know, to offense in the NFL over the decades and the passing game and all that, there's really not that much of a difference, by the way, in points scored per game right now as there was in the mid-70s. If you honestly look at that, it's less than a touchdown. And it's still one up front. How often do we see teams that can destroy you, especially it feels like defensively, they can detonate an offense up front? How many times do those teams win the Super Bowl? It seems an awful lot of times to me. That's how the New York Giants derailed Tom Brady, was up front defensively. That's how the Denver Broncos won that Super Bowl over Cam Newton, who was the MVP that year. Aaron Donald made the big play against the Bengals late in that game. Philadelphia destroyed Patrick Mahomes last year. Man, if you can wreck games up front defensively, you're going to have a hard time losing. The interesting thing about this game on Monday night is that both teams can do that.
Right.
However, I think the weaker offensive line, and therefore the team more susceptible to getting wrecked, is the Texans in that game. But it's people like Derek Harmon, Cam Hayward having just a complete...
Keanu Benton, really good lately.
Rejuvenation. Benton, really good. Depth pieces, even making plays. I think they're going to wreck that game up front defensively, and that's what's going to win it for them. Them, and then also what you said, Bob, the experience at quarterback. I think not letting the game get wrecked is an area where Aaron Rodgers could excel or at least be better than C.J. Stroud.
And that's why, I mean, Stroud has thrown a few interceptions of late. When was the last Rodgers interception?
November 9th, and thank you for asking, Bob.
So you know that you already, I didn't know that. I knew it was
limits
a while ago.
Limits told me that yesterday.
November 9th.
I don't want to steal your stat limits. I remember you informing me of that yesterday.
That was our big stat of the day, Bob. Yeah, since the Chargers game, he's not thrown an interception.
Stroud doesn't throw a lot of them.
No, but lately he's thrown a few.
He threw a few horrible ones against the Chargers.
Terrible. And but I still like him as a quarterback. I do. But the one thing he can do that Rodgers can't do is get out of harm's way quicker.
Yeah.
And he can do that. And if that happens, then down the field, they could have some playmakers. Dalton Schultz is somebody you should never overlook. He's a tight end, and the Steelers have their issues with tight ends. But, I think they're up front, can do some damage to a run game that's not very good.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
One of the least successful run games, you know, Woody Marks is their leading rusher. He's a fourth-round pick. They haven't even gotten close to 1,000 yards. So I think the Steelers can handle that team. And if it becomes a defensive game, you know, and they do the same, then it could go very well down to the wire because that defense over there is outstanding.
The trouble will occur, of course, if the Texans get out to a lead. Even a 10-0 lead like the Ravens did, it's a different animal.
Seems like
here.
That's fait accompli. Like, they're going to get a lead. That's the way the Steelers have played it.
Man, that would not be good.
No, because in Cleveland they couldn't overcome it. They can say it's not a factor. It is a factor. You don't want to get off to a slow start against this team.
Meanwhile,
because you play right into their hands.
Right. The story of the day, a long-time rival. Felt like he was part of the family in a way, Bob. John Harbaugh. Part of the family you don't like, but part of the family nonetheless, has been fired in Baltimore. 18 years, and how does that not cast a light, no matter how you feel, on the Steelers situation with Mike Tomlin? It forces you to consider it, to analyze it. What are your feelings? We've expressed ours. 412-928-9370. What if Tomlin doesn't win this game on Monday? Seems ridiculous for it to come down to a game, but it seemed ridiculous for it to come down to a kick, and it really didn't, and it really wouldn't. It's way more about what have you done over these past several years in both cases. In the Ravens case, they decided we aren't maximizing a two-time MVP. We're not doing it. In fact, this year, with a loaded roster, we didn't even make the playoffs. In the Steelers case, it's did we maximize the final years, even the final prime years of Ben? No. And when's the last time we were even competitive or came close to winning a playoff game? These are all the questions swirling around this today, because you won't find anybody in the league, and probably nobody in league history, with a resume as identical to Mike Tomlin's as John Harbaugh. Limits? What a lovely first segment it's been.
Incredible first segment. And this is just the start of a huge show that's planned, Bob. Huge show.
I heard. We moved Hokie from Thursday to Wednesday.
Yeah, Hokie Bro 76 has some things going on. So
it's all Steelers all the time, even if Arison Brunick has been assigned to the WHL, Bob. Were you saddened to see that?
No, he needs it. I'm just going to be on that topic. I'm just going to be interested to see how they shuffle their lines with Malkin coming back.
They're a fun watch right now.
They are. They're a good team.
412-928-9370. Limits. Let's have a leadoff batter. Let's have Omar Marino before we go to a brief intermission.
Or Frank Tavares.
Did he lead off, Bob?
A lot. Not as much as Omar was the number
Seemed
one
like
guy.
A light hitter, but a pretty good shortstop, I thought.
How about Tim Foley? Did you like Tim
Love
Foley?
Love Tim Foley.
I did too.
Used to choke up on that bat, hit to the opposite
good bunter,
field.
Huh?
Keep things alive for Marino. Exactly. Advance Marino.
That's what he did.
And then Parker and Stargell, yep. And Bill Robinson and John Milner and Lee Lacy and Ed Ott and Steve Mikosha and everybody else would come up.
The combination Nikosia. Of Ott and Steve Nikosia was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know what's sad to me? I walk around and I mention those names to people, younger people. Nobody knows. I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who was the famous pinch runner? Bob, you remember his name?
Vic Davalio.
Used to run.
Gene Kleins, no.
Past home plate backwards.
I know who this is, and I can't think of his name now. I'm thinking Choo Choo Kleins. It's not him.
Matt Alexander,
number Legend. 36. Number Legend. 36. I remember the number. I can't remember the name.
Did you know Ron got the first one-on-one interview with Pi Trainer, Bob?
Way back when. Boy, I tell you what, he was very good about getting those interviews.
He was.
You know.
He was on the Honus Wagner card before Honus Wagner was, Ron.
All right, let's start with Kyle in Freeport. He's going to lead us off.
Hello, Kyle.
Ricky Henderson.
The former home
Ricky
of...
Ricky Henderson. Now you're going, that's...
Yeah,
doesn't that's, get much better
going
than that.
Way back now. The home of Ron DeGitis, great running back in Freeport. I used to cover high school football out there. How are you, sir?
Kyle? Go ahead.
Kyle.
Hey, sorry about that.
What are you doing?
I'm driving up the hill to work.
Be careful.
I got bad service.
Okay. What's up?
I wanted to give my thoughts on Mike Tomlin, and it reminded me of something my dad told me years ago about a girlfriend, a long-standing girlfriend I had, and he wanted me to get rid of her. And he said, he compared her to a comfortable shoe. He said, yeah, she's a comfortable shoe. You're familiar with her. You know she's going to fit, kind of, but it's got holes in it. And it smells weird, and it's just time to move on from your comfortable shoe. Get yourself a new pair of shoes. And that's how I feel. A lot of good years, some very mediocre, average to below average years.
What if he wins the game Monday night and then wins another?
If he wins two more?
Yeah.
Marry that old stinky shoe.
What about one more?
Put it on the other foot.
What about one more?
In, oof. Yeah, then you give him whatever he wants.
It's a tough
it's
one,
happen,
ain't it?
Though.
Yeah. Well, you don't think it's going to happen Monday?
Monday, I think will happen. I don't think two more will happen.
But they may be playing at home.
That would be one hell of a call, and it's not going to happen. Believe me, we're talking today in the context of knowing that right. None of this is going to happen. But
I
that would be
the Ravens win, and I said we'd win 28-24.
Nice call.
One of my employees bet it. And he was off, obviously, by 2 points. But
think about if it was up to you, Kyle, in Freeport. You'd really move on from a coach after he beat the Ravens in a winner-take-all and then won as a home underdog in the playoffs. That might be a tough look.
That's a good point. I know. Comfortable shoe. It's just...
You know, there is a shoemaker.
Thank you, Kyle.
Like getting a facelift. You can go to the shoemaker and say, hey, look, this shoe is great. I don't want to get rid of it, but can you please upgrade it? Can you make it better?
That call was teetering, Bob, on the edge of inappropriateness, but I let it go.
I think he's trying to make a point, I guess.
Yeah, it could go either way. I mean, we're the old shoes in our relationships, aren't we?
That's right.
Our wives are still beautiful. Look at us sitting across
from
each other.
That's a good point. Yeah. What kind of shoe? My shoe, oh my.
My shoe has holes in it. It's got dog crap on the side of it.
I've stepped in a few of those myself, and I haven't cleaned them.
Horrifying. All right, 412-928-9370. Let's continue this discussion, get more into the game ahead and why Bob and I and Limits, do you feel the same way? Steelers are going to win?
I do feel the same way. I think they're going to win it. I think it'll be another close game, slugfest, not a shootout like we saw in the fourth quarter, but the Steelers will prevail, yeah.
How All entertaining right. was that fourth quarter, though?
One of the greatest ever.
You can say no defense, whatever you want to say, it was electrifying.
One of the greatest fourth quarter. It reminded me of the Super Bowl against the Cardinals, where really.
Good call there.
I mean, you had the Harrison pick, which was legendary, but for three quarters, a lot of the game was not exactly exhilarating, and then it just blew up there with Fitzgerald and then the legendary drive. Yeah.
By Polamalu, and then that last drive still, one of the most incredible drives ever.
Huh. Imagine if they get back to a Super Bowl, Bob.
San Francisco, will you be there? Will we be there? Well, who's going to go?
Bob, I'd go.
You'll certainly be invited. I won't be.
Why?
I'd like to go there.
Traveling roadshow.
I think the PM guys will probably get the call there. Do you think so, or will it be Crowley and Doran? Boy, that'll be quite the tussle, won't it?
It would be the PM guys that would go. Pony would end up working out something with FanDuel, and Malzy would just go with Pony, and
what if we
Donnie
snuck
would
in there?
Maybe get the shaft. But
what if we snuck in there as an upset, Bob? That'd be the miracle on ice if you and I went to the – well, you probably go to, through KDK, wouldn't
yeah,
you? Through TV.
We would do TV, but that makes it easier on them to send you.
Well, wait a second. Then you could just do, excuse me, the show from San Fran.
You don't want to go now?
Not really. No, I'll do it from back here.
Okay.
Bob, I'll fit in your suitcase. Joe thinks I'm small enough to.
Yeah, bring your tiny picket shirt. That's all.
He'd be like one of those little, what do they call the little puppies that help people?
Oh,
therapy
dogs. Yeah.
A therapy limits.
I could be a therapy limits, Bob.
Carry him in your suitcase.
I'll sit in the middle
how
seat.
How are you, Limits? You need any food? Do you want a bone? What are you going to chew on here? It's a long flight.
Bob, you have any cookies for the flight? Please.
Oh, my treats. God. If you walked onto a plane with a little satchel and Limits' head sticking out of it, that would be
with
unbelievable.
With a Penn State cap on and a Drew Aller shirt.
No, his little Kenny Pickett toddler shirt on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.